Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Esther Elton bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of LivePlan. Anything new over there, Tim?
Outpost, Jim. Outpost is a new product for managed email, email where the addresses are shared by multiple people, such as info@jbsba.com
right.
or help@jbsba.com.
I like that. We have that here.
That's Outpost, yeah.
Well, I need to know about that.
Mm-hmm. I will send you more information.
Send me some information. We have that issue around here.
It's called Outpost, and you can see it at paloalto.com and click around. It's
all right.
Slightly pre-launch. It's in a... well, I guess they call that alpha. It's not fully marketed yet. But,
right. Let me be a beta.
Yes, it's coming up, so yeah. That would be perfect.
I'd love to do that. Anything, whatever I can do to support Palo Alto, you know I'll do it.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, folks, I can't imagine, folks, the millions of small businesses that were able to successfully, not just launch, but successfully launched their businesses because Tim Berry created something called Business Plan Pro. How many 30 years ago?
Oh, about the same as the first Business Plan Pro was 95.
Yeah, but you had templates before that, though, didn't you?
Well, there was Business Plan Pro, that's right.
Yeah.
1988, I launched.
Did I not just say 30 years?
Yeah, you did.
I shouldn't have to do the math for you here, Tim.
It was January of 1988.
Right.
That's a good point.
Hey, I pay attention, Tim. When you talk, I pay attention. I remember this stuff. No, folks, but back to my original point, this is when you hear me say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Tim Berry's an example of that. He's one of the quintessential examples of that because he's not just out here trying to sell something. He is helping you, and right alongside his Palo Alto Software, where you could buy stuff, was his educational website, bplans.com, where you could do nothing but learn. You could not buy anything if your life depended on it there. And he was promoting that every step of the way. This is the kind of person that is a member of our brain trust, Tim Berry type folks. And Tim, I want to thank you for all those millions of small business owners who absolutely probably wouldn't be in business right now had you not tutored them in business planning all these years. I want to thank you for them.
Wow, well, that's so nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
It's the truth. And so I appreciate it. So let's talk about what hasn't changed. In the last segment, we talked about what has changed, which is technology. And I think that's a big blanket to throw over everything. I think people get it when you say that. But what hasn't changed? And I'm gonna kick something off that I keep coming back to. I've never had anything influence me in my thinking as much as this prophecy from John Nesbitt. 35 years ago, he wrote Megatrends, and he said essentially in that book, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And what he was talking about is all the technology that we have is still being used by what I call analog humans. You and I aren't any more technological than we ever were, Tim. We've always been and always will be analog. So even though we have all this tech, we're still going to want the high touch, and that hasn't changed, has it?
No, and that's a good to me. Absolute fundamental, if you talk about the secret to success, the real fundamentals are still there. I still today, as always, and like you, I started before the internet. I say today the secret to success, who's going to survive, is still the businesses that give value to their customers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that hasn't changed a bit the way we do it and to whom we do it, whatever, may have broadened and spread, and it's influenced by the channels of technology. But in the end, the business that gives value to the customers is going to survive.
Yep, yep. And one thing that I think is has kind of been elevated a little bit more, I think, and this is it's not changed, but in a way it has. And that is, you mentioned value, but I think there's an increased desire by the high touch folks out there, you and me, to put an S on the end of that word. I think people, before they find out whether you have value, they're evaluating your values. What do you think about that?
I think that's a really intriguing thought, and would have also belonged in the what's different category.
That's right. That's because even though we've always had values and we've always admired them, it's never been as prominent in the marketplace as it is today, has it?
Because we have this transparency that technology gives us that heightens the importance of the story, which is about the values, in a way that 30 years ago we didn't have.
Right. Well, that's
and
true.
Here's another one that hasn't changed at all. If you look at it, the fundamentals, marketing is still getting people to know, like, and trust you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has always been. The ways are different with Facebook and Twitter and the rest of it and email and all of that.
Yep.
But it's still the same fundamental process of getting that, of that. No,
right.
Like and trust.
Right. Hey, Tim, hold that thought. We're going to come right back, folks. And I'm going to wrap up our 20th anniversary week, this last segment, and who to do it better with.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.